Now, if you're at home self-isolating, which I hope you're doing your best to keep yourself safe, you know, after a week or two, things can get a little bit fraught and you can be looking for things to do. And if you're living with sight loss, then your options can be even more limited. I'm joined now by Holly Chook, and she has a blog called Life of a Blind Girl, and she's been looking at Alexa. Now, if you've got an Alexa in the house, you'll be familiar with some of its options. But Holly's been looking at a range of options that Alexa has now. Hi, Holly, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, and you, how are you coping with the self-isolating?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like working from home is definitely something that is very different and a bit strange, but I'm slowly adjusting, I think. What about you?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, it's weird to think that I'm working from home. I never ever thought I'd see that
No, me either. It's definitely a strange one, isn't
day.
it?
Right now, let's have a look at some of these things. We'll go through some of the basics and why you think these are good. Some of the basics are alarms and reminders and date and time. Now, that might sound quite obvious to people, but I'm one of these ones that's not very good at remembering dates and I get things mixed up. So how can that help you?
Yeah, so you can literally just ask Alexa with one simple command. So you can say, what's the date? What's the time? And then you can set reminders for things that you've got coming up, or you can set an alarm to get you up in the morning. So you've got to work from home, so you need to get up a specific time. So it keeps you in a routine and it kind of helps with productivity and just keeping you in check, really. And it's just a simple way of doing those things that maybe we don't want to rely on our phones for or talking watches. So I think it's a good way of just kind of utilizing those little aspects that you maybe don't think are really big, but then when you think about it, they can be really useful just having them all on one device.
Yeah, and it's the convenience of it as well.
Yeah, so for example, like before I got my Amazon Echo, I used to have the notes app on my phone filled with like various tasks I had to do and stuff, and then I had to kind of go through it and find all the things I need to do, but I can just obviously set reminders on my Amazon Echo and it'll just announce them when they're coming up, and I'll also get a notification on my phone as well. So it just keeps you in check and is really convenient.
We should say before we go any further, there's different levels of Alexa. Now, there's one that if you have got a bit of sight, there is one with a screen, isn't there?
Yeah, so the Amazon Echo Show has a screen that also has various accessibility options. So it's got a screen reader, so people with no useful vision like myself can use it. It's got magnification and colour inversion. When I went to the RNIB See Differently Awards last year and I won Social Media Influencer, I actually got an Amazon Echo Show as part of the award. And I was really intrigued by that because I'd never really thought of myself as getting one with a screen because I don't have any useful vision. But I do use the VoiceView screen reader on it a lot more than I thought I actually would. So it's really good for anyone, whether you've got vision or if you haven't got vision, you can definitely, if you want more of the screen and to watch videos and things like that, or you've got family members that are sighted, then you can all kind of utilize the screen in a way.
It's quite interesting, the self-isolation, because I know in my own case, I'm using my mobile phone more for things. And yesterday I was reading up on stuff and it's something that I never used the phone for with the, you know, the voice assistant reading you things.
Yeah.
And I thought, why don't I do this more often? So there you go. There's something that's come out of self-isolation. Now, another thing that I find quite intriguing is the smart plugs. Now, what are they and how do they work?
So I recently got a smart plug. I was really intrigued by them and I just thought kind of I'll bite the bullet and get one because I didn't know whether I'd use it and I thought about for it for a long time. So what you do is you plug them into the main socket and then you plug a electric device into it. So it could be a lamp or it could be hair straighteners or it could be something just that you use on a daily basis, and then you name the device and then you tell your Amazon Echo to say turn on the light or turn on the hair straighteners or turn on the kettle or whatever you kind of want to plug into it. So for example, for me, I've got my hair straighteners plugged into one, and then I've got some smart bulbs as well connected to my bedside light, so I can just tell her to turn on the light. And we've got a few plugs and lamps around the house that have smart plugs. However, some of them as well, you can actually set timers, so you can turn things on to come on at a specific time, so you don't have to worry about setting and worry about kind of turning them on. And if you've got maybe no light perception, that can be quite good. So you're not worrying about whether things are turned on. If you can't remember if you've turned it on, for example, and you just sat there in the dark.
Well, it sounds really intriguing, actually, that. Right, now, you've got 20 things that you've put on your blog, but I just thought we'd just focus on a couple of fun things as well. One that you might not think about is recipes.
Yeah, so I feel like that promotes independence. So often, maybe we can't access recipe books if you've got no useful vision or if you've got not much vision at all. So it's a bit harder when you've got to get people to read it out or you've got to kind of trawl on the internet to find a good recipe. So you can actually just say to Alexa to give you a recipe for whatever you want to cook. And if you have one of the ones that has a screen, then the instructions actually come up on the screen so you can flick through with voice view, obviously look if you're using the magnification. But if not, if you just got the standard Echoes, you can just say to her next step or what's the ingredients and things like that. So I feel like it enables independence and it's a really easy way of finding recipes. And it just as well kind of promotes accessibility because maybe someone might struggle to use the internet, but they can obviously just find a recipe for something with just a simple command.
I would love to hear from you if at home you've been trying this. And do drop us a line, radio@rnib.org.uk. I'd love to know your tips on this as well. And I think we often get asked is, you know, what different ways can we listen to RNIB Connect Radio? And in fact, you can use Alexa for that, can't you?
Yeah, so you can get RNIB Connect Radio on the tune-in skill. So if you tell Alexa to play RNIB Connect Radio, she will play it through tune-in. And if that's the last station you've played on tune-in and you've not gone to another one, then you just tell her to play tune in and she'll play it straight away. So if you leave it on there, it's just really easy to access. So you definitely got no excuse for not listening.
And of course, we'll round off with reading. Now, that's really important to a lot of visually impaired people, their access to audiobooks, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like at this time as well, it's even more so important. A lot of people might be getting their books out and reading and listening to audiobooks more. So with your Amazon Echo, you've got a few options. So you can link your Audible account if you pay for Audible every month or however much you pay for that. You can link that and then you can tell her to read your audiobook from Audible, which is really good. And you can then, if you want to listen on other devices like your iPhone, for example, you can then listen on that just where you left off in the Amazon Echo. So they all sync, which is really good. But also you can listen to Kindle books and Alexa will actually read those out. So if you want a bit of a different voice from what you're used to, then that is a good way of getting books as well. So there's many options.
I'm aware of it, but I've never used it. And I was quite surprised when I look at your blog, how many things that you can actually do with Alexa, because I'm a bit of a technophobe, as you know. Right. Now, if you want to get in touch with Holly or read her blog, it's called Life of a Blind Girl. And you're on Facebook, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as Life of a Blind Girl. So you can find me on all of the social media.
All right. Well, I know your mum's a listener to the radio station, so we'll say hi to your mum as well.
Yeah, hi, mum.
Hi, Holly's mum. Right, Holly, it's been a pleasure to chat with you in these strange times. And thank you very much for making the time for us. We better let you get back to work.
Thank you for having me, as always.